One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Now I'm going to ask you a question. For example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right?
And now it's not right. The price of a train ticket is $20.
Great, thank you. Please be sure to use complete sentences in your answers.
Yeah.
Okay? Here goes my question. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, you can take a bus to New York City, and a bus ticket is $11.
Okay, here is my second question. The price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, it's not right. The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Great, thank you. And let's move on to the second sentences.
New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
My first question is, does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, you can find Middle Eastern restaurants in New York City.
And my second question is, Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
No, Chinatown is known for Asian restaurants and Asian food. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to Eighth Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Thank you. Question one. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, High Line Park 30 feet above street level.
And the High Line Park is above Fifth Avenue, right?
No, it's above 11th Avenue.